through the night.
Where do you suppose a wolf came from?
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
An excellent day for an exorcism.
Man wouldn't do that.
This isn't a man.
Not the right time, bitch. We'll tear your soul apart.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
It's alive. It's alive.
Nightmares, a sequel, and this is a sequel. It's not a reboot.
It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen because of Halloween and Friday the 13th news.
So, on terms of Nightmare on Elm Street, the film series, we're big Nightmare fans. What would you say is your favorite Nightmare on Elm Street sequel?
Well, let me establish this first. None of them are. There isn't a single Nightmare movie, maybe besides the original, that's like, you know, I would recommend to somebody to watch.
Really?
Besides the original.
Really?
Like, I'm serious. If there's a rant, like Holly, for example, my fiance, I would say, hey, Holly, watch the original. I wouldn't say, hey, Holly, watch, you know, Nightmare 3, Dream Warriors.
Why?
Because that's
the best.
Appease the appetite.
It's the best one.
It is, but it doesn't appease the appetite for a general, not even a casual, a D-rated horror fan.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like you got to show the first one in order to introduce them to the series. But I feel like I like 2 and 3 a lot. I enjoy them more than the original. And to me, I would show the original so I could show 2 and 3 to someone so they can enjoy
right.
it. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like, oh, Dream Warriors is fantastic because it's so funny and silly but cool.
I know, but maybe it's because I'm older, but I don't want Freddy to be cool and funny and a smartass. He's a pedophile.
But that's what he was. That's what they made
that's
him
what
into.
That's what he turned into.
That's what he turned into. I mean, they made him into. But speaking of making him into, maybe they could do something new because apparently...
Uh-oh, Robert Englund is looking for some shepherds.
Robert Englund needs some money.
No, yeah, we're just messing around, but he was at a Comic-Con in, I think, Ireland, and I guess they have Comic-Cons in Ireland, but he wanted, he basically said, I'm paraphrasing here, that he would like a role in a new movie, and I think they're going to do one hands down, and it's going to be faster than we think. It's going to, you know, it's going to come quick because they're remaking Halloween, Friday the 13th is coming around again. Texas Chainsaw. There's going to be another one of those. It's a prequel. Who owns it? Platinum Dunes made the reboot / remake. Who does New Line still own Nightmare?
I know Platinum Dunes was talking about the Friday the 13th one. I have no idea what's going on with who has the rights.
Whoever has the rights, they're going
to
make it fast. And
to the It's Alive podcast, episode one. By the way, I'm Chris.
Eric.
All right. Anyway, so I have no idea if Platinum Dunes owns the rights still to Nightmare on Elm Street. I know a lot of people, the general fan base, wasn't happy with the remake. I'm not going to get into all that. But I know I
knows a lot about that production.
I know she knows. But I know with I just read the Friday the 13th reboot article, and they just mentioned Platinum Dunes a lot. But I haven't heard any actually.
Platinum Dunes released.
They did Freddy and Jason, right? The new ones.
Yeah, they did the new ones. But anyways, I mean, I would say put Robert back into the makeup. It's what the fans want. Give them what they want. Make it on par with Dream Warriors. Make it cool. Make it scary. Just basically make it a R-rated, badass R-rated movie.
That's essentially, it. Yeah. I think that, and I've been saying this a lot lately after the new Star Wars, is that make a sequel that is like a basically an homage to the original.
Yes, yes.
It's new, but it's familiar because that's what a lot of people.
Nancy has kids, maybe.
Yeah, I mean the Nightmare on Elm Street original movies went you know, as they went on, they went downhill. It ended on a joke. Then Wes Craven came back. He made something kind of different with New Nightmare. And then Freddy was gone for a while. And then they did the reboot, which everybody didn't, which a lot of people didn't like. So now I think, okay.
It was too brutal. It was too brutal.
We tried to do something new. You know, we did more of the same and that got old. We tried to do something new. Wes Craven's dead now. We don't know, you know. So the only direction to take it in is a familiar route. So let's, I wouldn't mind Robert Englund. I mean, I feel like at this stage, all you can get is Robert Englund. You're not, nobody wants Jackie Earle Haley back. It'd be stupid to make another guy be Freddy. So I feel like,
just give the fans what they want. And then, you know, in the same token, they have to make it that, they have to put the cool factor, I guess, back into the pedophile.
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, that's what
they got to make him a pop culture. They want the pop culture
on t-shirts,
joke spitting Freddy. Yeah,
that you want to go to Hot Topic.
You want to go to Hot Topic and get your sweater, and you want to wear the glove again and stuff.
Yes.
Which, you know, and speaking of Freddy coming back to pop culture, NECA is doing.
Did you see the photos?
I did not see any photo besides what you told me.
Anyway,
NECA's doing, they've been doing a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street stuff, some really awesome quality stuff they've been doing for years, but they just announced a Dream Warrior figure line, Nightmare on Elm Street figure line based on the third sequel to Dream Warriors, which is my favorite Nightmare on Elm Street. And you told me apparently they're doing every character, because usually they've just been doing Freddy. Like they did Nightmare on Elm Street 2, and it was just Freddy.
Right.
And then Nightmare on Elm Street 1, they had Freddy. So I thought for this one, they're just doing more Freddy. Because he does have very subtle changes from movie to movie, makeup
and stuff.
Different colored pants. I think he goes from like dark brown to black or something.
Well, he shits his pants in each movie.
But
more and more.
But yeah, they're doing, which to me, those are the most colorful characters they have in the series.
Yeah.
With all the gimmicks they have, you know.
We can own a Kincaid.
You can own a Kincaid. I can never say. I can't imagine seeing Dream Warriors when you're a kid and coming out of there and being like, oh man, I want to put. And somebody would tell me, you have to wait till 2016 for a Kincaid action figure.
Oh man.
I would think, you know, you wouldn't have to wait that long. But that's really cool. And definitely, I know you were saying the Wizard Master.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I am the Wizard Master.
I think it should come with a demon spiky wheelchair.
Yes.
Three that chases
an extra large demon spiky wheelchair because that's terrifying.
And, oh yeah, I mean, there's a. I don't know if they're going to have a Nancy. I think they should have a Lawrence Fishburne action
figure. Yeah, definitely.
Or I always really like the Freddie Marionette.
Oh, with the when the blood veins were coming out.
Yeah, and he controls the kid. He makes him jump off the roof and everything.
I remember seeing that as a kid on VHS when I used to live with my grandmother, and my goodness, did that scare the shit out of me.
It's just tugging at like muscle tendons.
Yes,
is gross to me. I always thought that was really gruesome. And what was it, the fourth or fifth one where the girl has the cockroach?
Yeah, the roach one. Yeah.
And roach I thought that was so gross, and things came out of her elbows, and she was working out.
Oh, gosh.
But, so yeah, I don't know when. Do you know what the release date is on those figures at all? Or
you know what? I don't remember.
I assume like quarter three, they always say, which is like fall, essentially.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes.
If we get to that point.
If we have show notes, we'll put them in there. If we don't,
yeah.
I mean, everybody's access to it. You can look them up on your telephone, for God's sake.
I found out on Twitter. NECA's got an awesome Twitter. They post pictures while they're building, so that's pretty cool. Before I forget, we're talking about remake news. The Godfather of horror is getting a remake.
Oh, I thought you were saying The Godfather.
No.
The movie.
Jesus, no.
Sorry, okay. Goodness.
Russell Crowe as The Godfather. That's the first thing that came to mind.
He's everybody's dad, so he might as well be a Godfather.
Put some mashed potatoes in his mouth. He's fat anyways. He's a bum.
I don't think they'd have to put mashed potatoes in his mouth.
He comes with the taters in his mouth.
Anyway.
Halloween.
Halloween.
But not just Halloween. Not a sequel. Not just a sequel. Not just a remake. But it comes with, it's like a little bit of a package. What do we get?
We get John Carpenter's coming back.
The OG is coming
back. Yeah, John Carpenter.
And it's not just as a courtesy. He's actually going to have, from my understanding, a very strong creative control. And what makes me think this is Jason Blum of Blumhouse Productions, who did all the paranormal movies, Conjuring. He's a horror producing god, in my opinion. I mean, this guy, Jason Blum, produced the original Paranormal Activity for $15,000, and I think it grossed almost $200 million. That is
it was a huge hit.
That is insane. So here's a man that obviously loves the genre. So John Carpenter, I guess I would assume, saw this, or unless the check was really huge.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Carpenter's doing his music now, and he seems really satisfied with just making music. But whatever was said behind closed doors, he's on board, and Carpenter confirmed that this is going to be a sequel. He said it's going to be the scariest. So film 10 is going to be the scariest of them all, and I can't wait for the Shape to come back.
So what was the last movie that John Carpenter did? Is he like actively making?
He made The Ward, and I want to say that came, don't quote me on this, I want to say it came out in 2010, but it was Amber Heard was in it, and it took place in a single location. That's what, according to him, attracted him to the project. I didn't watch it.
I swear it was out.
It's on Netflix. You can watch it, any VOD or definitely Netflix. But it takes place in in the 60s. At a psych ward, and supernatural related. But I mean, I don't know why I just haven't checked it out.
Yeah, you were right. 2010.
There you go. I'm usually right. So.
Yeah, you were right.
I remember. No, I haven't seen it either. So 2010 was the last one he did.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no slated release.
Like, it's not like
on this or anything. I don't know if it's gonna. I would really like for it to be a lower budget. And just basically
the grassroots of it all. That's what I really hope they do. They need to get a seasoned director. Rumor has it, I forget his name, but there's a movie out called Hush, and this movie, I enjoyed it. I know you saw it. You didn't really have a reaction to it, but there's a rumor that director of Hush, this independent slasher movie with a little gimmick, it's pretty awesome. This movie, basically, Hush is about a deaf writer who's in a cabin basically in the woods, or a house in the woods, and basically a killer stalks her, and she can't hear anything, which is really, it's just,
oh, Hush, right?
Yeah Hush.
I was completely thinking of a different
Rumor has it that he may direct the project, and if that's the case, I'm all for that, because I don't know, I like his work. I mean, he can handle the camera. Composition is amazing. That's important with Halloween, to have Michael in the background.
That movie, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of that movie, but it was a butthole clencher. It built.
It was.
I mean, it was a thriller. I mean, it built up a lot of moments that made you.
That's what the original Halloween was. It was a super slow burn.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm looking for. I'm actually looking a lot forward to him saying he was doing the soundtrack, the music for it too.
Oh my.
Because I mean, everybody knows the Halloween soundtrack. And him doing that again is awesome, but also hearing if he expands, like, you know, like everybody knows the dun, 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 and you know, all the Halloween, the main Halloween theme song, but it's like, imagine if he gave you like something new and something, and he used like the same instruments, that late 70s just sound that he did. He just does it backwards, he phones it in. But I'm looking forward to it. I imagine it would be like something kind of like the It Follows soundtrack. That was very,
Well, see, I don't want him to get retro on himself, where he just, because I mean, It Follows was clearly inspired by Carpenter. So what, he's gonna get inspired by It Follows, which is basically
he's gonna inspire himself.
I'm not worried. I'm actually not worried about it. I would be more concerned about the Friday the 13th remake. Now, crucify me later, everybody. But Friday the 13th is the Arby's of the horror franchises.
I have nothing, Friday the 13th are good background horror movies to me whenever, you know, I want to draw something or basically do anything clean, whatever. I'll put on a Friday the 13th movie.
Exactly.
It's not something that I'm passionate about or anything like that. It's my least favorite of like Freddy, Michael, Pinhead, Leatherface. I'd say Jason is probably my least favorite, but still, I like it.
Yes, entertaining.
But it's just my least favorite. That's all. Nothing against anybody. I mean, if there's diehard Jason fans, more power to you. That's great. I'm just saying, it's just my least favorite thing.
I'm not talking about the fans, I'm just talking about on a film level. When it comes to horror, I like a little bit more meat in my sandwich.
It does It does a lot of. It's Friday the 13th. It was always very gimmicky, campy, over the top. You know, and it was always kind of the same. You know, he's going to Brooklyn, he's going to space, he's going, or Manhattan, he's going to space, he's going, you know, which was fun, but.
Well, I mean, that's after they, you know, they took him out of Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
Which was cool. I mean, I actually enjoyed Jason X when it came out.
Jason X was fun, yeah. Freddy vs. Jason was fun, too. It could have been a lot better, but.
No, when I saw that, I enjoyed the hell out of that movie. But, I had a crush on, what's her name? Edward Furlong's ex.
Yeah, that woman is.
She's gorgeous.
She's so good looking in that movie. And I've seen how she looks now. She's had a lot of plastic surgery.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know why she ruined. I don't know why a lot of famous celebrities do that. But anyway. They're rebooting Friday the 13th, which that's the key word is reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Not doing a sequel or anything. They're rebooting it. And they said essentially that I read that they're going to give Jason a new origin. They said that Pamela Voorhees is going to be in there.
Oh, they're going to show the father. I read something that they're going to introduce Jason's father. And I want to say I read that today, which, I mean, does it matter? Are they going to make it just a bunch of hillbilly parents?
That's what I feel like if father. They're going to go the superhero route where every superhero, my father was abusive.
Would you be okay with the found footage Friday the 13th movie?
I think out of all the slasher type movies, a found footage Friday the 13th film would be the most appropriate because it's a bunch of kids going on vacation.
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, they would have a camera and they would videotape everything and everything like that. Whereas Halloween, you know, wouldn't make sense. Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street.
Definitely wouldn't make.
I could bring a camera into my dreams. I mean, it wouldn't make any sense. I think Texas Chainsaw, maybe, but not really. But I'm not a huge fan of the found footage. But I wouldn't at this point. Jason has hit so many lows and highs that it's like why not?
They need to pump something out. This is what I don't like that Hollywood does. They're holding back these icons in the genre, and they're not releasing them because they're afraid, you know, money. Well, Blumhouse, he makes movies, $15,000, under $1 million, he can make a movie. Just give him the rights to all these and pump out a found footage Friday just so we have something to sink our teeth into. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Just want a taste, a little taste.
The only problem would be is, would it be the same thing that we've gotten, except it would be found footage?
No. You don't have an origin story like they did with the last Friday. You don't. You just have a movie.
I don't think these characters
that it just,
have to be explained.
They don't. They're on vacation.
Everybody knows who Jason is. Everybody knows who Michael Myers is. Everybody knows who Freddy is. Michael and Jason are interchangeable, I've realized, from a lot of the general public. They point to Michael Myers and they go, Jason, or they point to Jason and they'll go, Michael. But they're tall, silent killers with white masks. But
no, Michael Myers' mask is one of the greatest masks.
Yeah, but
we all wear masks, Stanley.
But come on, the hockey mask is...
It's not iconic.
Yes, it is.
No, okay, wait, let me take
There's a been a it hockey is. Mask on sale in
it's since for sale, 1982,
yeah. Since the 1980s, right. Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is that mask, the reason why Myers... When you see Jason's mask, I don't get scared. But when you see Myers' mask, it's a little bit more terrifying because you project your face and what fear... onto that mask. It's a faceless killer. He's a machine that has no face, but you project, you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean.
It's terrifying.
Jason is it's a hockey mask. It's you can identify it.
Yeah.
It's a hockey mask. Just like Michael Myers, he said they originally had a clown mask. It's a clown mask. With Michael Myers' mask, you can't identify it. You know, oh, he was wearing a mask. What was it of?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
It's just white. So like a white hood? No, I don't know. It's like a ghost is...
It's a face.
It looks like...
Imagine that you're...
Looks a lot like that William Shatner guy.
He's got Shat face.
He's got Shat face. On Halloween.
No, but can you imagine that? Like, you just turn around, you look out your kitchen window in the middle of the night, and you just see what looks like a face, but it doesn't make sense. Your mind, because the shadows are playing
across it. And it sticks out. In the middle of the night, you put it sticks out. Yeah.
Just black holes. That's terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying.
Well, we romanticize Michael Myers a lot.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, yeah.
But, okay, so we're talking about... you mentioned
trend with all these remakes?
We mentioned Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Freddy, Michael, and the origin story. And we basically said that these characters don't need to be retold. everybody, you slap Freddy Krueger on a screen, everybody knows who Freddy Krueger is. You slap Michael on the screen, everybody knows Michael, everybody knows Jason. We don't need an origin story. We could just move forward. So the new thing that they're doing, which is our main course for tonight, is the Universal...
Main course.
The Universal Monster shared universe that they're doing, which...
Let's establish how insane this idea is, first of all. Making an attempt to make an Avengers-style Universal Monsters team-up movie is actually... It's not an idea. It's actually happening.
Right. See, now what do you mean team-up?
That's what they're doing. They want to make some sort of... That's what... I mean, I can only imagine that they're going to... Because right now, as we speak, they're filming the new Mummy movie with my main man, Tom Cruise.
Tommy Cruise.
I love Tom Cruise.
TC, as we call him, around these parts.
He's my favorite little runt. I can watch that man paint a wall.
But, yeah, essentially, I mean, it's something really awesome. I mean, the Universal Monsters, what would you call them? Like, they're the start? Of horror, I guess.
There's the genesis of horror, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's sad is you know, when you go online and you kind of try to find other fans, they're there, and it's there, but the community's rather small, and it's not as... but who's there is very diehard.
It's almost on par as minor league hockey fans.
Yeah.
It's just, no, it's good. There, but...
Except everybody knows who Dracula is. Nobody knows who the Ice Hogs are, you know?
Everyone knows who Scott Wolves are.
Yeah, that's true. But,
Ice Hogs.
It's a real team.
I know it is. I know.
But you got such iconic characters. I mean, like Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy. I mean, everybody knows these characters. And, I mean, with horror recently, they've been absent from horror for a long time. A lot of those characters are royalty-free. So they're always kind of schlocked out, whether it's a book or a straight-to-DVD low-budget movie or...
I mean, Dario Argento, the director of a lot of Italian giallo films, he actually made a Dracula movie, and it is awful.
How long ago was this?
4 years ago, maybe. It's just terrible. I mean, Dracula Untold came out, last year? We enjoyed that. Ago, yeah. A couple of years ago, wow.
I think it was at least maybe 2 years. I have no idea.
That came out and we enjoyed. I was like, I was having a blast.
Well,
then they did the ending.
We've seen it late in its running where it was being panned left and right. So we went in with like low expectations. And it was, I think the problem that people had with it was that it humanized Dracula and it kind of made him like an Avenger. It made him like a good guy.
Yeah.
That was on a quest to be like, you ruined my family. Ultimate vampire when Dracula is supposed to be the ultimate vampire, the ultimate
but
villain.
He is. He's got so much emotion, Dracula.
Well, you got to get there. I feel like that's the whole thing is you got to get there.
Well, it's just another origin story. And that's what I don't want with these new movies.
With the Universal Monster movies.
I don't want it.
Yeah. That's something that we've touched upon. I don't want an origin. Everybody knows who the Wolfman is. Everybody knows who the Mummy is. Everybody knows who Dracula is. Frankenstein's monster. We don't need to see how they got created. We don't need to see their origin. We're going to know who it is. You're calling a movie Frankenstein. You know what the hell it's about. You know who Frankenstein is.
What they need to do is establish characters in each of the movies, intertwine them throughout, just like they did with, you know, the Avengers. Certain characters bled over to the other movies, and they eventually tied together. That's really brilliant. Now, they're having the Mummy. Tom Cruise is in it. He's the main character. The Mummy's a female now. It's cool, so we'll see what kind of terrible things they're going to do with that. Terrifying things she's going to do. So are they going to be placing characters from the other movies in this movie? And we have to pay attention for them, like little Easter eggs, if you will. Now, if they do something like that, that's going to be a big no-no because, come to think of it, not everyone knows the small characters, you know, Talbots and stuff.
Oh, well, are they getting, like you said, are they getting Tom, they cast such a big name like Tom Cruise because...
Well, Johnny Depp is rumored to be the Invisible Man. Did he sign on?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Johnny Depp is rumored to be the Invisible Man.
What's the point? You can't see him. It doesn't matter who the hell you have.
The same reason Kevin Bacon was invisible in The Hollow Man.
Yeah, an outline of his penis. You remember that?
I totally remember that.
I remember seeing that and being like, really? We got to see that? I lost my train of thought now because I'm thinking about Kevin Bacon's penis.
It happens. You just been baconated.
Sizzling. Okay, so the Mummy movie. we're saying that Tom Cruise is being casted in this movie. So is Tom Cruise going to be the person that's going to be
the hero
in every movie?
I don't know.
Or are they going to get like Tom Cruise be in this movie, and then there's going to be a new hero in whatever movie, and then Tom Cruise will show up at the end? Is he going to be like a Nick Fury, where it's like, you know, there's more monsters like this. I battled one in London. Come with me, you know.
I hope not. I hope, you know what, if they're going to keep him as the lead, the adventurer that encounters the evil and has to fight it, I hope he just gets Indiana Jones style, gets dragged to each adventure where it's just reluctance. He's always over his head. But I don't, I'm just nervous that they're going to do, they're going to make, they say this, they're going to be terrifying. They're going to go back to the horror roots for the mummy, right?
Yeah.
But the synopsis, what's the synopsis? Read the official synopsis that was just released.
Okay, so the synopsis for the new Mummy movie was, thought safely entombed in a crypt deep beneath the unforgiving desert, an ancient queen, who is played by Sofia Boutella from Kingsman. I don't know who she is in there, but... Oh, she's the girl with the sword legs from Kingsman.
I didn't see Kingsman.
Kingsman is pretty good. Okay, so anyway. An ancient queen, whose destiny was unjustly taken from her, is awakened in our current day, bringing with her malevolence grown over millennia and terrors that defy human comprehension. From the sweeping sands of the Middle East through the hidden labyrinths under modern-day London, the mummy brings a surprising intensity and balance of wonder and thrills in an imaginative new take that ushers in a new world of gods and monsters.
Gods and monsters, huh?
So that's the new thing, gods. Maybe because Egyptian... They mean gods, because I assume...
Anubis and things like this.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do that, that's fine, but they have to be careful with their mythology. The mythology is the original monster. It is not the gods.
Dr. Frankenstein can kind of be, you know, hinted at a god because he created life.
I like that.
Could be something. Dracula, I could totally see them doing a god complex with Dracula.
Worship Dracula.
I don't see the Wolfman as a god. But I always see, now this is the strange thing, since we're talking about shared universe, I always see the Wolfman, and I think it's because he's always portrayed as a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Hulk.
Accursed. Yeah, he's a cursed man. Bruce Banner does.
You take those ensemble films, like in the Universal movies, like Abbott and Costello, Wolfman's always, Larry Talbot's always like, I'm going to stop Dracula.
Yeah.
Like, I just got to do it. Absolutely. And then he becomes a Wolfman. And then, like, the Monster Squad is another one where he's like, you know, Dracula, what he's doing is wrong, and he's trying to save the good people while he can, but he's like, I'm also cursed, so watch out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're gonna, you know, go full-fledged monsters are bad or what, but I don't know if they're gonna do a movie where all the monsters are good guys and team up and fight gods. I don't know if they're gonna do something where a bunch of, you know, action heroes team up and fight the monsters. I don't know if...
What would you do if you found out they're... The last movie would just be a giant Royal Rumble, you know, Civil War scenario, like the Avengers Civil War movie.
Like a monster battle.
Yeah.
Something with, like, our human characters. That's what I'm hoping. It might be cool, but it's something like our human...
How would that
our
be
human
cool?
heroes would find out, like, we can't defeat these guys. Well, then let's have them defeat themselves. So kind of like Civil War, where it's like I had to plan something so you guys kill each other.
Yep.
I think it'd be cool.
I want horror. I want spooks. I don't want action. I don't want... That's the problem. Signing Tom Cruise confirms that this is going to be heavy in the action. Tom Cruise...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's not going to be in some horror movie. He's an action star. What was the last...
He's also a wizard or an alien.
What was the last drama movie he made? Like, Eyes Wide Shut with Nicole Kidman?
After Mission Impossible.
He's been an action dude.
Yeah, I mean, for at least almost 10 years now.
Harrison Ford's, like, old now, so he's like, I'll take your role. I'll be an action government hero. Harrison Ford, you go back.
What does Harrison Ford have to do with anything?
Well, because Harrison Ford always does the grizzled action.
That's because that's his voice.
I'm in a suit, and I have to save something.
Yeah.
And now Tom Cruise is kind of like that.
You know what I really hope? I know we're getting off a little sidetrack here. I really hope Harrison Ford, when he crashed his plane into the golf course, I really hope he had a GoPro, just so I could see... What he said.
Oh, shit.
No, he knew what he was doing. He's a badass. Fly, yes. Land, no.
He has a GPS, but a short round's voice.
Dr. Joe, you're crashing into the tree now.
Dr. Joe, you pull steering wheel up. You pull steering wheel up. 1.3 miles to destination. You listen to short round more. You live longer.
Anyways.
We've got to change that.
Anyways. Why would you start, if you were the producer, you're the studio head, why would you start with The Mummy?
I have no idea. To me, that's the original Mummy, the Mummy remakes they did with Brendan Fraser were successful.
Oh, those were fantastic. At least the first two were.
The first two were good.
I love those as a kid.
And it's like, that was a character that didn't need to be remade. It's like, oh, he's been reimagined. It was a really cool, and it took place in like, what, the 40s or something, didn't it?
The first one took place in the 30s. And I think they took place in the 30s.
It was really cool. The guy that they got to play the Mummy was really cool. The special effects were cool. It was a solid, and that was more action, now that you're saying.
But it was still scary. The Mummy sucked the eyeballs and the... Remember when the scarab went inside the
guy's skin?
Oh my goodness, that was just... Ugh.
Well, they could do that with these.
But then that's just remaking Brendan Fraser's masterpiece.
It's all he'll ever be known for. Like, Dracula Untold, that was supposed to be their first step, wasn't it? But it got such a bad...
That was supposed to be the reboot, the kickoff.
Okay, so I feel like that's the tone they're going to take at all their movies.
Then why did the end... That movie, Dracula Untold,
right?
It ended with all of a sudden you're in modern times and the Dracula character or one of the vampire's characters walks towards the camera and says,
"Let it be, let the games begin."
And then Triple H's music plays.
Well, they and that's the add-on scene that they did, right? Like, yeah, they finished the movie, and then I guess somebody told them, like, hey,
we totally forgot where we were.
We totally forgot. It's all see what Marvel's doing. We're going to do this. So then it's like, oh, shit. We'll just have Dracula walk away with the girl and get that guy back.
Who was that girl? Was that his wife? It didn't make any... I don't remember.
Yeah, he's seen some girl.
That looked like his wife.
And she said, like, my name is Mina or something. And that's what I said. Yeah. Like, oh, shit, that's supposed to be like from the book, Mina. He always goes after Mina and Lucy. But again, it was like modern day. So what's it?
It was just out of the blue.
Yeah, it was out. Yeah, they weren't thinking. They're just like, we'll just add this in. We're going to end this movie on a question mark. So then when we announce the shared universe, you'll go, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But the problem was that everybody forgot about the movie.
Yeah.
Because it sucked to a lot of people. But
well, whatever they're going to do, I'm really excited.
I like the guy as Dracula, though. Luke Evans, right?
Oh, well, he was fantastic, yeah. Bard Bowman from The Hobbit.
I think he could be Dracula.
Yeah.
I mean, The Mummy is the least...
Christopher Lee Dracula is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never be able to do that. He'll never be able to wear that... That wonderful outfit. It would never work. It would just look like a costume. Like he's on a... Unless they do a scene where he's at a Halloween party or something.
I don't think they're going to go with that Dracula look. I feel like they're going to do like a Gary Oldman thing where Gary Oldman always wore like extravagant period clothes, but he never had the classic like cape or tuxedo or anything like that. I don't feel like they're going to do any of that with the new Dracula. He might have like something with an inner red... To like mimic, like, oh, look, it's like
the lining of his jacket's red or something.
Yeah, like Blade.
Like Blade, there you go.
But,
don't say Blade, Wesley Snipes will come looking for a check.
But, yeah, I think that's, as far as they'll go with Dracula, I don't think we're ever going to get that classic, put the amulet around his neck and everything like that. The Mummy is.
Unless that's his dinner uniform in the final showdown.
They might do something if they have like an opera or a dinner scene.
If they do an opera, you know how the original, when he came back, when he went to England and he was at the opera house, if they made that an actual set, like an action piece happened or a large chunk of the film happened at an opera, you can do so much with that. It would be fantastic.
Definitely.
Oh man.
I just think The Mummy is a strange first step in
filming it. It's not, this isn't a rumor. They're filming it. And I imagine they're going to be done in the next month or two.
Which one do you want to see most? Which monster movie would you want to see most?
I would like to see them do Wolfman because that is the most horror out of all of them. This is the most terrifying one. You can't really, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have to be a cottonhead ninny muggins to mess that up.
I didn't like the Del Toro one.
The only problem you had with it was the ultimate battle at the SmackDown at the end.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's the problem. Is halfway through, I knew they were going that way. I thought the blend of CGI and makeup was awesome.
Hugo Weaving playing.
They had a great cast. I thought the makeup was awesome. I thought that the CGI they had was good.
The acting was fantastic.
It was a hard R. Like, it was gory. Like, that Wolfman fucked people up.
Anthony Hopkins, that's another man I could watch paint a wall.
But when they kept hinting that Anthony Hopkins was a Wolfman, and they kept getting Lawrence to be angrier at his father, I was like, this is going to end in a fucking Wolfman WWE World Wolfman Entertainment, where they're gonna fight each other, and that's exactly what they did. And I was like, "Oh, that's stupid." I'm most excited for the Creature from the Black Lagoon. I think that's a movie
that's gonna be hard to do.
I think that's a movie that deserves a remake the most out of all of them.
What'd you do with it? I can't imagine anything besides.
I think the original is so good that you wouldn't have to change too much. Besides, I mean, they're basically stranded on a boat in a Black Lagoon, and this creature's stalking them. I mean, it's pretty.
Well, the creature's obsessed with
the woman.
What's her name, the actress?
Julie Adams.
Yeah, he's obsessed with Julie Adams' character.
So you'd have to get a heartthrob to be the female lead.
But and I make it super sexual.
I don't think they're going to make it super
modern sexual. Day. I don't know.
I don't think it should be modern day either. See, that's the whole thing too. Is this mummy's modern day?
Oh,
so
yeah.
If they're all going to show up, it's going to have to be modern day. I don't know. I feel like they can find that creature in 5 seconds with modern-day technology.
Just nuke the shit out of
him. Yeah, and I feel like if they make him like a giant CGI monster, that's kind of, whatever. Oh, okay, he's just a giant.
Unless they pull a Captain America where it takes place in the, where it takes place in the 40s, so they honor the original source, they freeze them, and they use them for later.
Or I mean, the creature can live for hundreds of years. You don't know.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's pretty.
Dracula is something where you could do any period. Dracula's going to be alive. Frankenstein's immortal.
Want Frankenstein to be in the East Coast if they keep it in the States at like a Ivy League college. I want it to be.
Oh, so you mean like Dr. Frankenstein would be like a gifted?
Yes, and I want him to be creating. I don't know. I mean, but I don't know. I can't see how you can make a horror movie like. On a college campus with Frankenstein and Frankenstein's monster.
That'd be tough. I didn't see the new one with Harry Potter and
Charles Xavier. Oh, I Frankenstein.
No, Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, Victor Frankenstein. Oh,
we didn't see that.
I uttered I Frankenstein. Oh, no.
You uttered I Frankenstein 10 laps around the building. No, I didn't. I didn't see that movie. It looked like a...
Max Landis.
Again, it looked like a CGI action movie.
Well, I
where
mean,
he's creating Max, monsters, and
from what I understand, Max Landis didn't write it like that. It's not his.
It's never Max Landis' fault. He's just a genius that can do no wrong, according to Max Landis.
That man is a genius. That man is a genius. Hush.
But I assume they're going to bring the bride in because she's become so popular over the years just on marketing alone. Like they use her a lot for everything, for a lot of merchandise and stuff. And she only has maybe 5 minutes of screen time in one movie.
Hmm.
Literally, all the pictures they use from her, that's all you see of her in the movie. Yeah. And then a castle falls on her. So it's like, I don't know if they're good. I mean, they're making the mummy a female. Would they just skip Frankenstein's monster completely and just do the woman?
Oh, man, that's interesting.
So then you got a female mummy, you got the
that's
bride of Frankenstein.
Too, because if Dr. Frankenstein doesn't make the bride of Frankenstein for Frankenstein's monster, but he does it for himself. That's sick. That would be interesting.
Well, kind of like, you know,
it turns into a
in the book. It's like Frankenstein's monster kills his fiance or his wife.
Yeah,
so he
yeah.
brings her. So I don't know if they'd maybe do something like that where they make it like a tragedy and he brings
source.
His wife. But I don't know. I'm not. I'm not saying that they have to stick to any source material. I feel like they're universal. They can do whatever they want. There's so much of these characters out there that I don't feel like there's one distinctive story you have to stick to. I would very much like something new and fresh
now,
and familiar.
What do you think they're going to do with The Invisible Man? Comedy? Listen.
Comedy.
A comedy with a Ant-Man type of film with The Invisible Man.
I feel
but,
like...
I mean, even in like Leagues of Extraordinary Gentlemen, that masterpiece... The Invisible Man was a comedian. He was a goofy guy. He was a funny guy.
I don't remember that movie too much. I remember Jekyll and Hyde was really cool.
Well, that was awesome.
But I don't know about The Invisible Man. I feel like I feel like that movie nowadays wouldn't impress anybody. The effects and everything. I feel like it'd be too easy to where people are like, oh, I got to see The Invisible Man.
Right.
So it'd just have to be a good movie. You know, you'd have to get a good star or somebody that you'd really want to see as The Invisible Man because it's like, oh, wow, a guy who's not there. We've seen that 1,000 times, like, especially nowadays in this age of superheroes, it's like everybody's, you know, invisible and shit like that. We've seen it all.
Right.
So, it's, you know, back then it was really cool to see, you know, oh, look at, he's smoking a cigarette and we see the smoke and everything. Yeah. Now it's just like, oh, it's all CGI, whatever.
In Hollow Man, they already played around with basically if you turn invisible, what you would do, other naughty things you would do.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon would just
spy on women
and rape that one girl. It's like, oh, what the hell?
That was disturbing.
Yeah, he was a very...
That movie was really intense. The more he was
involved, that was more of a horror.
Yeah.
Than the original was.
Yeah,
that's a route they could take. I mean,
okay,
with that character, make him real vengeful, I guess.
I just thought of something. We're trying to find a way to interconnect all these movies. Van Helsing. What if Tom Cruise's character is related to Van Helsing, or is Van Helsing?
It's possible.
Does this character have a name yet?
I don't know. They just said he's a doctor or something.
No, he's a soldier.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. He's a soldier. Are they even going to bring Van Helsing? I mean, they did the Van Helsing movie.
That was amazing.
When you're a kid, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Younger. Not a kid. We weren't kids. We were smart enough to know a bad movie. But
no, man, your horror tastes are a little bit more pure than mine. I can... I like Van Helsing.
More pure?
Yeah.
I like trash. You like better things.
Do you like Black Christmas? Do you like See No Evil with Kane? WWE's fantastic.
That was pretty good.
I loved it. Yeah. No, I mean, like, I don't mind Van Helsing. It was fun.
Van Helsing wasn't bad, like, in terms of, he fought like Jekyll and Hyde at the beginning. Wolfman was in there. Dracula was in there. That super annoying operatic Frankenstein was in there.
Oh, my.
He had
he was so... In the first scene...
Oh, no! He was so irritated.
He was so annoying. Just fucking unplug that motherfucker. Goodness.
Yeah, Dracula's bride's in there.
Why?
Why? I was like, shut up.
That's his first line in the movie.
Why? Shut up, Shrek.
Basically... But he was a steampunk Frankenstein monster.
Yeah, he had a green heart, didn't he? Yeah, like a pulse of green heart.
Stabbed a little bit of a steampunk monster.
Really?
Yeah. He had a meat brace. He was basically Hulk Hogan's body. Hulk Hogan's going to be Frankenstein's Hulk monster.
Hogan. brother. But they had Dracula's brides in there. They didn't have to explain any of those characters.
It just happened.
And what was cool is that they started out in black and white. Remember that? Dracula's castle with all the people with the torches. And they started off in a classic Universal Monster way. They made it more action, but there were some scary elements.
I implore you to take a listen to the soundtrack one more time because it is fantastic.
The soundtrack?
It is fantastic. I don't remember the composer, but man, did it make your heart race. And, like, it was just adventurous, and it was just, like, there was bells. It was fantastic.
It was a decent adventure horror movie.
Dated, but good.
Well, dated now because the overuse of CGI in that movie, I remember, was just ridiculous. And,
I hope that's another thing, CGI with these.
But that wasn't, what was weird about that movie? Mm-mm, no. What was weird about that movie? No.
What?
Was that, he wasn't the original Van Helsing. They gave him a different name. His name is Gabriel Van Helsing. You remember?
Oh, yeah. They had a, I'm assuming they were going to plan a series of films with him because he was supposed to be a descendant, I think, or a chosen one. They were hinting at that. Monks.
Something like that.
Yeah.
He was also a werewolf. And the only way you can kill vampires if you're, that was stupid. The only way you can kill vampires if you're a werewolf.
Or stuff.
Stupid.
Nothing is stupid in this world.
Really? What a broad statement to make. So what were you saying? I'm sorry before I cut you off. You don't remember?
Yeah, the remake. The reboots. The overuse of CGI. I'm afraid of that.
I thought the Wolfman movie was a good blend of... Because the actual Wolfman was makeup.
Yeah.
It was what's his name?
Baker?
Rick Baker, yeah. Right?
Man, Rick Baker.
And they did the CG transformation. And he looked just like Lon Chaney Jr.'s Wolfman in one step.
Yeah, one of the steps.
That was so cool. I don't know. Like, it could be cool when, like, if they do the classic Dracula turns into a bat. The mummy's powers, obviously, could be CGI. Elements of Frankenstein could be CGI. The Invisible Man.
After talking here, I'm beginning to take a step backwards and just give us shit blown up, monsters fighting. Just make it happen. because, I mean, there's no point of worrying about it. We just need to see it because it's been such a long time.
I read, when I was reading one of the updates on the Mummy, I forgot what website I was on. But a lot of the comments on the article, because I always read the comments, because what's sad is essentially a lot of the comments say, nobody cares about these characters.
Yeah.
This isn't going to make any money. Who cares? Which makes me sad.
But it doesn't help the situation.
No, it doesn't. But they've said that, and it's like, one person said, you know, that just nobody cares about the Mummy. We already got those, you know, a good Mummy movie, you know, with Brendan Fraser. Who cares if this is with Tom Cruise? Somebody made a suggestion that I thought was really cool. Mm. And they basically said, do these movies as if, you know, they were the 30s and 40s. Film them in black and white. Go full classic with them. Film them in black and white.
That's a really good way.
But have a modern twist. Set them in that time period, but have the modern twist with the modern technology. The modern technology meaning CGI and stuff like
that. Oh, I thought you meant like they're
going to be on Facebook. No, they're not going to be. Frankenstein's not going to have like a cell phone.
He's going to tweet each murder before it happens.
I tweeted yesterday for Renfield to bring me my drink. But no, it would just essentially be the black and white classic monster movies. Except you would use a lot of old school technology, but a lot of CGI for backdrops, for effects and stuff like that, transformations, things like that. You would use CG.
Keep it simple.
And just just go full on classic monster movie. And he was saying that the retro appeal would make them profitable. I wish I remembered who said this, but he just basically said they would have my money. I would see it simply because, wow, it's like an old school monster movie.
That's a really good way to get these studios to go under. They're not going to throw money at something like that. They're in big studios like Universal. They're going to want return. You know, they have to make money. They're too big to gamble. They're not going to gamble. This not to mention films. This isn't the Weinsteins. This isn't Blumhouse. This is a huge studio. That's why they got Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, I guarantees you, $50 million already in box office before the movie comes out. Half of it's my money.
But is he really that much of a draw, Tom Cruise?
Yes.
I purposely don't see Tom Cruise movies because I just don't like him.
Oh, gosh. There's nothing wrong with Tom Cruise. He's a genius.
No, there is nothing wrong with him. I just don't.
He's an average Joe now where, like, he's not a huge guy. He's just an average. He's an American action hero now. And it's cool to see him take that role. With Mission Impossible 3, that kind of kicked it off, you know, after all the craziness that happened, that people created, basically. Jack Reacher's fantastic. He's just here's this 5-foot-nothing actor that can play Jack Reacher in the books. He's a 6-foot, you know, beast. And he pulls it off so greatly, so wonderfully, excuse me. And I don't know, he's an everyday man now, in my opinion. And seeing him do that, you know, in a horror setting, it's going to be exciting. But on the other side, it can just blow up in his face.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the whole military aspect's a little weird. I just don't understand why you got to be military to take down a mummy.
It's the most extreme thing possible.
I know. Like, I don't understand.
I mean, wouldn't you think you just throw a grenade at it and it would just take care of
it? Or push it. Literally pick it up and throw it off a cliff. Doesn't even have to be a deep one.
If you don't want to touch it because the disease, just burn it.
Then hit it with a car.
Stop hitting it with things and just
they literally unraveled it in the Monster Squad. That's all they did. Is the mummy reached for them and they went, oh shit. And they unraveled it.
Grab its cloth and just
unravel it. But I mean,
it turns out to be a really skinny naked dude.
turns out to be Brendan Fraser. Okay, so when is the mummy coming out? It's coming out next year, the year after, the computer's dead. So our source of information is dead.
Oh, gosh. What are we going to do? I think they said 2017.
I think they said 2017.
So, I mean, we have a while. We're going to get teaser posters. Now, with the let's talk marketing. Please, please, Universal Studios and whoever else is going to do this shit, give us some awesome retro merchandise. I want cool T-shirts. I want cool action figures. I want socks. I want ties. I want anything you can make. I want shot glasses. I want little knickknacks. Give it to me. I will give you my money.
I think the best thing that's going to happen with these movies, if they're all terrible, or if one or two comes out and they bomb and they don't do them, I think
everything was going on clearance.
I think the coolest thing is, which what a lot of Ghostbusters fans are saying, is, oh, the new Ghostbusters movie, we don't want it. But hey, because of it, we're getting a lot of awesome classic Ghostbusters merchandise. T-shirts. They got all, I mean, the original four Ghostbusters, they have action figures of in Walmart, yeah, and Targets. Ecto Coolers back. I bought a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
What is the, okay, I'm a Ghostbusters D-rated fan. I'm not embarrassed to say it. But what is the problem? The movie hasn't even come out yet, and people are just bashing it. I mean, I don't care about the whole female to male thing, but who gives a rat's ass? What's the problem? The trailer was weird.
I don't think it's a female. I think a lot of media is making it out to be it's a female problem, but it's not. It's always that you're.
Yeah, but the media loves that. They should be supporting that. That's what they do.
No, they're pointing out that. The reason why we don't like it is the fans don't like that it's females.
So they decide with the fans, is what you're saying.
The media is saying.
Showing that the fans.
Everybody hates this movie because they're females. When.
You don't think that's a problem.
No. When you go on Ghostbusters fan sites and shit, like I've been doing for like 10 years, you see that you just shouldn't remake this movie. It should maybe be a sequel. It should be a passing of the torch.
Bill Murray's is in the in this.
They're all in it except Harold Ramis passed away. But they're not playing their Ghostbuster characters.
They're not.
They're just little cameos.
Well, that's goofy.
And so what they're saying is they're establishing this as, you know, this is a completely new Ghostbusters. They're not doing a passing of the torch thing, which is what a lot of people.
They find the warehouse or the. Whatever the hell they operated out of.
The firehouse, yeah.
Firehouse, that's so, cool.
Hmm. Yeah, so they're essentially restarting Ghostbusters. Well, and that's what a lot of people are pissed about, because they're saying you can't really top the original Ghostbusters. And to me, it's like if somebody just flat out remade Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Can't do that.
Exactly. You're a big fan of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You can't do that. And to a lot of people, and I know you're not a big Ghostbusters fan, but a lot of Ghostbusters is your Jaws, you know, is your
Jaws. Well, yeah, I mean, you go to Comic-Con or Comic-Con, there's Ghostbusters walking around with fully functional proton packs.
Well, they have.
It's amazing.
There's different Ghostbusters in every city. They have departments, just like the 501st the Stormtroopers, and they do stuff for charity.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it was a huge movie for a lot of people, so it's just.
I'm not bashing it.
I don't want to talk about
Ghostbusters.
I don't. We dipped our toe in it. Yeah. We've said stuff that everybody's already said, but
upset the masses.
If we could just close the coffin on the Universal Monster shared universe for now, I'm sure we're going to talk about it much more in the future, much more as news comes. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, we're working with what we got.
Merchandise. So, I want merchandise. Give us a fun movie, fun series.
Yep. Anyway, as we said, the worst thing if these movies bomb, the worst thing that could happen is we're going to get a lot of classic Universal Monster stuff. Which, as somebody who collects a lot of that stuff, it sucks when you're such a big fan and there's only like two T-shirts to choose from.
Yeah, I know you.
And
I know you collect the masks and stuff. So, are you going to buy a Tom Cruise mask? No. That's what I want to know.
No, I'm not going to buy a Tom Cruise mask. I'm not going to buy it.
You can borrow mine if you want.
No, and the mummy's also a woman now, so that's kind of strange.
Is that strange? Are you sexist?
No, it's just strange. It's just strange in that like. I'm not. She's gonna be sexy. They're gonna have her gross and decaying at the beginning, just like how the mummy. Or I hope they're gonna do that. And then she's gonna fully form, and she's gonna be sexy. And to me, that's gonna be the whole thing. Is she's gonna whereas power was alluring to the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Ardeth Bay?
No, Ardeth Bay was the Magi in the mummy.
I can't remember what the mummy.
Imhotep.
Yeah, her power is gonna be her beauty.
Yeah.
And she's going to lure in a lot of guys with her beauty.
I don't like that. See, okay, this is kind of unusual, but when it comes to super sexy horror, I have a problem with that. It's distracting, which is whatever. I want to see just thrills and, you know, and scares.
Maybe they're doing, we haven't seen anything with, maybe feel, they're doing that. I just feel like
yeah,
they're
going to use sex appeal. Is a good looking actress.
She's exotic looking. Yeah. I remember her from Kingsman. She's really She's very pretty. So she's a like they would cast some ugly woman anyway. But I think that
Rosie
O'Donnell is the mummy.
No, I want to. This is a disclaimer. Rosie O'Donnell is not ugly. There's no such thing as ugly people. Rosie O'Donnell is just very
homely.
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 There you go.
She's very homely. Looks like Shrek with a wig.
Ouch.
But yeah, so I mean,
to Mike Myers in DreamWorks.
Hey, they have layers. She's not a bad person, but
is she?
I don't know. Maybe she is. But anyway, The Mummy. If anything, I'm hoping that it'll draw more attention to those original movies. And if any,
shine a light.
Even if these movies suck, people can go, well, there's no beating the classics. And maybe, you know, I assume Universal is gonna quadruple dip on the monster movies and release a special Blu-ray set, and I'm hoping that when this movie comes out for Halloween, they're gonna have a big have a big celebration of the monsters. I hope
that's gonna be really cool. So, I mean, Universal Studios.
I think they should put more presence to them in theme parks. If all this is a hit,
I feel like we were a little bit more cautious while talking about this. Let's celebrate it. You know, we're gonna get cool merch. We're gonna get the torch of the classic Universal characters is going to be carried on.
And they're going to be in the mainstream for a little bit.
Yeah.
This is a hit or not, which I'm hoping that if it's a moderate success, they still go forward with things. Because personally, The Mummy is the one I'm least looking forward to.
Right.
If it was Dracula, if it was Frankenstein, it was the creature, the Wolfman. You know, The Mummy I like. I enjoy The Mummy. I think it's one of the better Universal horror films, the original. But I just think after the Brendan Fraser, it was like, that was a solid remake. I'm good. What's next? And they're just like, well, here's another remake of The Mummy, and it's okay. But, you know, like you said, it's possible we're going to get a shared monster universe, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's something that hasn't been done since Monster Squad, pretty much. And
I don't consider Van Helsing a shared universe, because
it was. It had everybody but The Mummy in there and the creature.
Wasn't really a stand. That's true.
It was the Universal picture.
True. Yeah, I guess I stand corrected.
It was just more action-y, I guess. I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a trailer. So
I'm looking forward to all these. It just seems like Hollywood is waking up to not just remakes, traditional remakes, but like just reboots, reimaginings, and that's exciting.
Yeah. And I think horror is on an upswing.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to go... Well, I think we're going to be getting a lot of good movies in the future. And if we don't...
Return of the Slashers, I think, is what just...
The fact that we can get new Michael Myers, new Elm Street, new Jason Voorhees, and new Universal Monsters. Like, can you imagine a year where it's like, you know, the new Frankenstein movie, the new Nightmare on Elm Street movie, the new Halloween movie. It's like, wow, that's kind of cool that we're getting that. And plus a ton of original horror movies I'm sure that we'll get. So,
but it's an exciting time.
It's an exciting time. And what's cool, Eric, is that we're going to be here to cover it all.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be indulging in our passion,
mm-hmm.
past, present, future of horror, and share our thoughts on it.
And we would appreciate everyone to share their thoughts, because we're a huge community and we want to fly the horror flag and promote all things horror, like you said.
Most definitely. The horror community is, I think, one of the most passionate.
No, hands down. It is the most passionate and devoted group of fans ever, because we've got people that promote Friday the 13th movies, all the traditionals, and you got people that promote the trauma films, but they all blend together. They don't go off into a corner. Everyone loves everybody, and that's cool. I mean, you can talk to a trauma fan about anything. You can talk to a nightmare fan about anything. It's one big happy family.
There are no romantic comedy cons. There are no drama cons. There's comic book conventions.
But that's a hodgepodge.
There's Star Wars conventions. There's Disney conventions. And there's horror conventions.
Right.
Because those are very passionate fan bases.
You can't forget about the Tupperware conventions that happen in Chicago every once in a while.
PowderCon.
I told you
about PowderCon that was happening near
me. We're excited to start this little effort. It took us a while to get to this point, but... Yeah. Finally got our words.
We just want to talk, share our thoughts with new stuff, old stuff, nostalgic stuff. We'll bring it to it. We'll just bring it to everybody. Lay it all on the table. Take what you want. But Also, if any of the listeners out there want to share their thoughts with us, we're more than open to listening, to hearing your opinions.
And how did you get into the classic Universal Monsters?
What's your idea for the Universal Monster reboot? Do you like it? Do you not like it? What character would you like to see most in the Universal Monster?
You hear that, Chris?
That's crickets. Because nobody's listening.
But, I mean, and all in, you know, the last thing I want to say is don't fear, because we still have Aaron Eckhart's I, Frankenstein.
We'll always have I, Frankenstein.